This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sometimes I can hit that note, sometimes I can't. All right, here we are, another hour at your disposal. 855-999-DOUG is the number to share your thoughts with us. You'd like to do it so that your voice is heard on the air. We go through some of these comments as we find love on a two-way street. You probably don't know that song, Jay, do you? There's a song, Love on a Two-Way Street.
I'm not familiar with that one, no.
Finding love is something you find anywhere, and you can find it all the time. It depends on you, right? The people that you're around, sometimes the places that you go. If you have not found love on a two-way street, that I think the song, the purpose of the song was to communicate that love was a two-way street. Doesn't, you know, and maybe this is the question you ask yourself about the love that you have in your life. Does it have to be two ways in order for you to feel like you do? Maybe it's love, romantic love. Maybe it's the love for your children, love for another human being, whatever
love
it is.
Or some conditional.
Right. But that's it. Is it? It isn't always conditional. Sometimes it's unconditional. It's a two-way street, basically. There is love, and then there is love. I think love is there. It's kind of like the universe. It's always there, whether you choose to use it, whether you choose to look for it, whether you choose to find it. It's like air. It's like oxygen. It's there, but do people find it?
Mm-hmm. It's like the right? Beatles song, All You Need Is Love.
All you need is love. You're all right about that. And so let's see if we can find it here. Somewhere, I'm looking around. Let's see, do I have some? This is actually from the Moldy Oldie, the Doug Steffen Moldy Oldie department, where we have a couple of things that have been found over the last few days. This is the first one is about something in the Chicago Field Museum that was labeled a replica, acquired about 100 years ago, a bronze sword from Europe. But it was thought to have been a well-made replica until somebody did an analysis using carbon dating, and they found the sword to be the real deal. It's 3,000 years old. Goes back to the Bronze Age. Probably belonged to a warrior and the upper strata of society at that time. This reminds me of King of Thrones, right?
Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. When I say King of Thrones, yeah, no, Game.
Game of Thrones.
Close enough. So apparently,
it was labeled a replica.
Yeah.
Before they realized, oh, this is real.
Yeah. It's in the Chicago Museum. Apparently, it was used in what is modern-day Hungary during the Bronze Age. The X-ray info, they have carbon dating, they have X-rays, they can figure out how old this stuff is. So imagine this sword is made of bronze, copper, and tin. And so it's at the exhibition in the Field Museum in Chicago. It was found at the bottom of the Danube River. Say it again, Doug. There it is. The Danube River. I find this fascinating, this kind of stuff. When you think about the warrior class and how much was done with these swords, it's romanticized sometimes in movies. Although I think it's probably one of the most horrible ways to die, being chopped up or somebody sticks a sword. I mean, is it you're dead, but...
Not even right away.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm reminded of a movie from a scene from a movie Brad Pitt was in. When he used a sword to, you know, basically gut some guy.
Troy. Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is? It was Troy? Yeah.
I think that's what it was.
So here's a couple other moldy oldies here that sort of fit together. A mummy covered in gold among the discoveries made at an Egyptian site. Now, it looks to me like a couple of things have been found here, Jay, if I'm looking at the research properly. This is in Egypt, about 20 miles south of Cairo. The antiquities minister and his team have discovered a mummy which was covered in gold leaf. That's gold. Gold leaf. Inside a large rectangular limestone sarcophagus. It's like a tomb, right? Sarcophagus.
Yeah, sarcophagus.
Mm-hmm. That too, right, exactly. You think that all that stuff has been found, but this is something that maybe goes back 4,300 years, part of a bunch of old kingdom tombs that they're excavating, and they're trying to figure out whether who. All I can remember is King Tut. Whenever it comes to this,
yes, I think that's probably the most notable one. And it's hard to believe that just last year was the 100th anniversary of opening King Tut's tomb.
Yeah, King Tut. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And so we've got that going on now. Is this the same thing? This is at the located at the bottom of a 45-foot shaft. Whatever they found, this mummy. It looks to me like there are two different things that have been found. Is that true? You think that's the situation here? As I look at some of the other stuff, there's another thing that they found this week that's like 2,700 years old, mm-hmm. as opposed to this other thing that's 3,000 years old. In other words, they're doing a lot of research,
digging around. Yeah, and they found a few other shafts that they uncovered different things. There were jewelry pieces and... Just a lot.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Also, from the Moldy Oldie department, paleontologists have uncovered a find, if you'll pardon the pun, of Titanic proportions, a series of nests that contained 250 dinosaur eggs. Okay? Think about this from 65 million years ago. Turned up eggs. And one wonders about the reproductive strategies of dinosaurs. Did they sit on them like chicken and turkey sit on eggs to hatch them? What happened? This sounds like a bad...
Put in a nest and then left and...
Yeah.
The way turtles do.
Is this dealt with on Jurassic Park? Do you ever see in any of the Jurassic Park... I've never seen them because I think they're too scary. You probably love them. What happens?
I feel like it was more in a lab with the eggs.
Really? Not that they... But
I'm struggling to recall.
Hmm. Well, anyway, these are pretty big. The eggs are around 6 inches in diameter that they found. So how do they know what kind of dinosaurs are attached to these eggs? They're being pretty specific in talking about... them being the beginning of the long neck dinosaurs, the Titanosauria, the ones with they have a small head and a big long neck. I should check with my grandson
DNA in them?
On this. I guess that's I don't see it here.
Because is there much DNA attached to the bones they find, the skeletal remains that they dig up, those fossils?
That's a great question.
Would be some level, especially the fossils, some level of DNA is still existing.
Yep. Anyway, they found a lot of eggs that were in the fossil fuel department. Because, that's where oil comes from. Hopefully that's taught in some kind of botany class. Or what class would that be taught in? Earth science, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where does oil come from? It comes from the remains of the fossils over millions and millions of years. And one wonders also, in league with that, how come we don't run out? Were there that many dinosaurs? That much flora and fauna?
Decomposed plants and animals. And it makes you wonder, well, aren't we going to run out at a certain point?
Sooner or later? Yeah. Better get those electric cars ready. Oh, wait a minute. Electricity comes from that stuff still. Huh. How about, has there ever been a nuclear-powered car? Anybody ever build? I'm trying to think. As I look at this situation in Australia with the the Nuclear Safety Agency in Australia says it has joined the hunt for that little radioactive capsule. We were talking about this, I think, on Monday, It's missing someplace.
Still, yeah.
In the outback. Nobody knows where it is. This is pretty dangerous stuff.
They know it's somewhere on this vast stretch of highway. But
870 miles. Right. But you got to wonder why, if this is an inside job. This feels like an inside job. How do you lose something like this unless you want to lose it? Or somebody comes along and steals it, and then what are they going to do with it? Again, sounds like a bad movie, right? We're going to steal this little tiny radioactive capsule.
Like on the next James Bond film.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, yeah. All right, well, they haven't found it yet anyway. And it's been missing since, what, the middle of January? They didn't know it was missing until last week. But they say vibrations from the truck bouncing up and down caused the screws and the bolt that held this capsule to come loose and it fell out.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds far-fetched. Yes, no? I mean, wouldn't you have thought that they'd be smart enough to do as much as they could to make sure that this thing wasn't going to be compromised? So it could be that somebody takes it, steals it, some Russian, some Chinese bad guy, some Middle Eastern bad guy, some bad guy from who knows where, takes this and uses it, and, he could say, okay, I want $300 million for this, I give it back to you, but first wire $300 million to my Swiss bank account. That's possible.
You got to go through the Cayman Islands for that.
Right, exactly. All right, anyway. Yeah, well, you know, it's just...
how to do crime.
Yeah, exactly. All right, the attention being paid, I've kind of ignored this because I wanted to, and because we only have a second or two left, I'll mention it in passing, this AR-15 shootout at the Target store in Nebraska, Omaha. You saw that story? More of the same. So why, and again, why do I even want to talk about it? I don't really want to because it's more of the same. It's just the fact that we have so much of these things is just incredible in a so-called civilized society. 18 after, food for thought here on Good Day.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated. Like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. So you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought about space in my cramped apartment, but in this house, all I see is empty space. The sofa and ottoman look like tiny islands in a sea of hardwood floors. I could get two ottomans in the living room, but then I'd need another sofa. I could tell people I'm into minimalism.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, focusing on celebrity news right now, things from social media around the country and around the world, but mostly we talk about what is going on with names we all know, right? And Tim Allen certainly is a name that we know. There is this Pamela Anderson thing, the discussion about what happened with her and her, the memoir, right, and stories, the thing that's on HBO? And then another...
She has her, that documentary, and then she wrote a memoir all by herself. That was one of the things that she had to fight to get people to believe that she could do this without a co-writer, without a ghostwriter.
Mm-hmm. She says in the book that Tim Allen, we all know him from various television programs, flashed her. Mm-hmm. On the set of Home Improvement back in 1991, Allen says he's disappointed that she wrote about it, but he didn't say anywhere that he didn't do it.
Well, he did say that he and the execs at Disney ABC were really disappointed in her memory.
Nah.
They pretty much put it that way, but he had nice things to say about her. He said she's a good girl. And in the flashing story that Pamela Anderson relays, she says that he did that and then said, well, I felt it only fair because you saw me naked. And she even went along to defend him, saying it was a different time. He's a comedian. He's supposed to push the line and cross the line and all of that and into the society of the Me Too movement and everything. Of course, that wouldn't fly, but she did point out that was a different time. But Tim Allen is saying that he's just disappointed that she remembers or misremembers something, I guess you would say. But I feel like if somebody flashes you, you don't misremember that, or you don't like.
Wait a minute. What did I just say?
That's a pretty big memory.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. Speaking of memories, Josh Duhamel has been talking about Katherine Heigl's reputation because people are always talking, for whatever the reason, about Katherine Heigl and her being difficult to work with. So Duhamel, in an interview, said that she's getting a bad rap.
Yeah.
That people who say she was a diva, et cetera, et cetera. He says she's awesome. She's great. He was with her in a movie called Life as We Know It, and also another movie, New Year's Eve. And he was in, he was on some show, the podcast for guys called Chicks in the Office. Is there anything that we can't do on a podcast? Good God. Anyway, He said she probably has some things in her experiences that she wishes she could have taken back.
And a lot of people, I'm sure, do have some things that they wish they didn't. And I feel like, from what I've heard from the outside looking in, was that a lot of the time it wasn't even that she was so difficult, it was that her mother was so difficult.
Who was her sort of agent.
Josh Schimmel said, she had some bad moments. We all do, but she's absolutely amazing. And she didn't deserve all of that, that poor reputation that followed her.
Yeah. Well, there are other people who would say something different. I don't know. There are a lot of people who claim that some, like Anne Hathaway supposedly is a diva difficult to work with. I've heard that about her. Have you heard that about J-Lo or any of the other? It's just, it's sort of a tone that you project.
But also, do you know
your personality?
It's all about women being difficult to work with?
Yeah, right,
and
exactly.
When it comes to men, it's just like because he's passionate or something like that.
Looked upon differently. I've heard that Josh Duhamel was difficult, frankly.
Well, I've heard Tom Cruise is. He's like, nobody gets a day off. We need to keep filming. Push harder. Go better.
Yep, that's right. And that's what, you know, some people think that I'm a pain in the butt because I do that. Push people to do their best. Let's go. Get it done. And do it right. I think those are the things.
Like the difference between you calling yourself, like, you might be known as a pain in the butt, where if I did something, I'd be a diva. I'd be an issue.
Right. Yeah. So it is a sexist. Yeah. Is it sexual or sexist? The way of interpreting some of these things. At any rate, Josh Duhamel says Katherine Heigl is okay in my book. So there we have it for the record at 28.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republicans in the House of Representatives on Tuesday passed a series of bills related to the COVID-19 pandemic and vaccines. The first bill would officially declare an end to the public health emergency of the COVID-19 pandemic. The second bill would end the vaccine mandate for healthcare workers at institutions that receive federal funding. The Freedom for Healthcare Workers Act bill passed 227 to 203, with 7 Democrats jumping on board. Representative Steve Scalise, the Republican from Louisiana.
Well, Mr. President, if you know it's the right thing to do, don't wait until May. Let's open our country back up again. Get our economy back up again.
The House Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing today at 10 a.m. Eastern. The hearing is called Biden's Border Crisis Part 1 and will examine border security, national security, and how fentanyl has impacted American lives. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Good morning. I know it's hard to wake up because the sun's in your eyes, but you got this. And hey, you never know. There's a million different ways that this whole day could go, so I'm just popping in to say I hope you have a good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Here we are. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hi, I'm the Dougster, and there's Jay Bird, the lovely and talented Jay Kirshner is here on the program as we work our way through what you need to know. Results of our research, our inquisitive minds, and hopefully our conversations help you. To help yourself, think about the action and reaction you have to certain things, right? That you talk about with others. Sometimes you have disagreements with people about things that are going on, maybe in your family, maybe in your business life. Maybe you just don't want to deal with your own life, so you point your finger at other things that you have nothing, you know, look at that person. What's that person doing? And you deflect away from your own personal stuff.
Yeah, that's where the whole mind your own business comes into play.
Right, exactly. So thus, discussions of people and people in the news. You know, the actor Alan Cumming, who was, he was on a number of, he's thought of as an American actor, but he's actually a Brit. He's one of these actors, kind of like Gerard Butler, who has taken the accents that they're born with, and they have ditched them, and they can sound like that they're, you know, born in America. They speak not the King's English. Well, he speaks the King's English and American English. There's a whole lot of difference between the King's English.
Normal speaking voice, they'll bring that their accent back, yes.
I think I first paid it. He's a Broadway guy, but he had an important role in The Good Wife. That's where I first remember him. But he's been around for a long time. He's 58 years old. And he said this week in an Instagram post that he was going to turn in, he said, quote, "I want to tell you about something I did for myself." He was referring to the offer, the Order of the British Empire Award that he had gotten as an actor. Apparently they do over there what we do here, sort of the Kennedy Center Honors. This is the honor system in the United Kingdom, and he was given this award. It was 14 years ago. He said, "I was grateful to receive it on the Queen's birthday in 2009. It was awarded not just for my job as an actor, but for activism for equal rights for gay and lesbians in our country and in America, etc." He's a gay gent. He included in his statement that he made it, he decided to take the honor at the time, because
it was a genuine honor.
Yeah, it was. He was happy to be honored for his activism. Yep, that's, you know, works like, it's kind of cool. So why is he turning it back in is your question. Why would he decide to do that? He said that he didn't like details about the monarchy, which is why he decided to return the award.
Yeah, after the Queen's death and all the ensuing conversations.
Right.
And we're kind of calling it toxicity of empire.
Yeah.
He just felt like it wasn't anything he stood for.
The firm, isn't that what they call it? The firm?
Yeah.
And what they're all about with regard to people of color and gays and lesbians.
He's no longer Sir Alan Cumming, just Alan Cumming again.
Yeah, right. Well, he's pretty, I think the way he portrays himself in film, I find his acting to be commanding, maybe is that the right word? You know when he's in the scene. You feel his presence. Some actors just kind of become wallpaper, just kind of like people in life. You know, not really, is this important to the story, or is this really an important character?
Some really embody that character.
Right.
And sometimes you have that troubling distinction of where does the actor stop and where does that character begin?
Person,
and other people who it's like, they are that actor in anything they play. Like Christopher Walken. Is Christopher Walken in everything he plays?
Yeah, enjoyable, John Wayne was.
Nonetheless.
Yeah,
but,
right.
You know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's true. All right, other people in the news. An American-born Spaniard now holds the title for the world's oldest person, Maria Moreno. I believe that's her name, M.O.F. Morera. Whatever, Maria, born in San Francisco in 1907, lives in Spain, says she attributes her longevity to, quote, an orderly life that is socially very pleasant. Whatever the heck that means, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
She said she was lucky. She had good genetics. She's kind of sassy. People describe her as somebody who's old. She says, "I'm old, but I'm not an idiot."
Mm-hmm. Wasn't born yesterday, yeah.
No.
Oldest living person.
Yeah. Life is not eternal for anyone, she says. At my age, a new year is a gift, a humble celebration, a new adventure, a beautiful journey, a moment of happiness. So she's 115 years and 328 days old.
Yeah.
So her, was that the nun that died, was it last week or the week before? It was 118?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why she's now the oldest living
person.
The oldest person to have ever lived on record was born in 1875, Jean-Louis Calment. 122 years old and 164 days.
So remember, I think I said in league with the discussion of the lady who was 118 that there's plenty of research that's been done, medical research, that suggests that our bodies, if we were not to abuse them and we lived in the right area, you know, all kinds of things go together to make this up, but we could live to be 145.
Yeah, especially if you have it in the genes, because we've seen some people who, was it centenarians, people who have survived past 100, say that they attribute it to a healthy lifestyle, never drank, never smoked, none of that stuff. And others are like, no, I have a glass of wine every day. I eat dark chocolate.
I like milk chocolate, frankly. Got a whole bunch of Godiva chocolate given to me yesterday. Yum! Yum-bitty-bum-bitty-bum. Okay, next from the people in the news department, Joseph and Jody Wilson, who are from Mount Airy, North Carolina, arrested and charged with murder in connection with the death of their adopted son, who died after a series of exorcisms. Good God.
Isn't so, it sick? And even a former foster parent had reached out to authorities for a wellness check on this child and had even said that I think there are things that are not okay going on.
What the hell's the matter with people? How do you get into this place? How does your head get into this place? You believe that you have to, that children, and we probably have all known somebody who is cut from this cloth and it just wasn't as obvious. But to do an exorcism because you're so mentally deranged that you think you have to take the bad juice out of some human being? This kid was 13 years old, I think, wasn't he?
And way too young. But also, even if you think that this is something realistic that needs to be done, why not reach out to some member of the church to handle this? Shouldn't have happened. It should not have happened.
Next person in the news is Jeremy Joslin, former Google software engineer, expressing frustration about the layoffs at Google and tweeting about it. It was announced, wasn't it, last week that Google was going to cut 12,000 jobs. I think that was
last Friday. Yeah, and a lot of people got the notice via email that they'd been laid off.
Yeah. See you later. He's coming. We were talking about Google earlier and how they are prohibiting youngsters. The story that's around, in case you didn't hear it, was research showing that if your child is under 13, he ought not to have anything to do with social media at all. And the only company that really works actively to prohibit people under 13 from using their facilities is Google. I've not been a fan of those two little twerps who started Google. I just think that they're all these guys, they all seem to be the same. Musk now fits into that category. Zuckerberg, all these people that want to control what you're thinking, how you think, where you think, what you think. So anyway, with regard to Google, another reason not to like them, apparently, is the way that they did this, as you were suggesting. They just sent out an email. Okay, you're all fired. See you later. And this guy has decided to make something of it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know whether people will pay attention.
I wonder if anybody got that email in their spam folder and didn't get the notice and showed up to work.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, next person in the news is Peaches Sturgo of Champions Gate, Florida, charged with one count of wire fraud after coercing millions of dollars from an unnamed Manhattan New Yorker over the last 3 or 4 years. The charges read, the defendant callously preyed on this senior citizen simply seeking companionship and then defrauded him of his life savings. Mm-hmm. Once again,
also, this victim was a Holocaust survivor.
Yeah, Michael Driscoll. Yeah, right. The lady's name was Alice, right? This fellow, Sturgo, is that a woman? Is this a woman or a man?
Peaches Sturgo?
I'm guessing woman. That's a woman, right?
Yeah, she's 36, faces up to 20 years in prison if she's convicted.
Mm-hmm. Bank records show the victim wrote his first check for Ms. Sturgo for $25,000 back in 2017. And there were increments after that of $50,000 almost monthly. So she targeted this guy, befriended him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what is his...
documents, impersonated a bank employee.
Yeah. But what is the status of... Would you not... Are we maybe expecting too much? Wouldn't all of this activity raise a red flag? But she's 87, right? In the Holocaust, maybe she didn't... Yeah, maybe she made an easy target. Taking jewelry...
Stole items, yeah.
Rolex watches... Designer clothing from Tiffany's, Ralph Lauren.
To take her on extravagant vacations and trips.
Jerk. Okay, next name. Georgia Green. Youngster, 14 years old. Died after inhaling deodorant. There's a warning for you, boys and girls, and moms and dads, and grandmas and grandpa, mother and father, warning people. After their daughter died from cardiac arrest, she inhaled aerosol deodorant. That stuff is nasty. Remember the old Right Guard cans? You spray that stuff. Do you even remember Right Guard? Am I the only one who remembers Right Guard?
No, I don't.
Right Guard was nasty. You spray it into your arms. Never mind all the things that'll do, but you breathe that stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just necessarily the Right Guard sort of deodorant, but anything that has that are in these aerosol spray cans.
Yeah.
The stuff they put in there is pretty toxic.
Well, so a lot of young adults or people addicted to drugs will use whipped cream canisters.
Yeah, right, exactly, because they inhale that in. So anyway, their 14-year-old daughter is dead because if you're using this stuff.
And they're sharing their story because they want people to know, like, watch out for this. Be aware of this.
Beware. It's 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look...
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night. Until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Past the hour, Wednesday on the Good Day program brings us the presence of one, the one and only Warren Eckstein, who's here to help you with your pet. He has three or four different ways of communicating with you. He has tips that we hear on this program every day, just things that you ought to be aware of, what's going on, some animal wisdom, if you will. And he also does his weekend program called The Pet Show, which is heard on a lot of these same stations. He's been at this for a long time, training animals, understanding animal psychology. So the question of the day, Warren, is why do dogs stick their nose in your groin? I think that's probably on a lot of people's minds because it happens pretty much to all of us who have dogs, right? Stick your nose. Well, it's because it smells there, right?
Well, that's part of it. But remember now, the groin, from a dog's perspective, is like the internet. It's the same reason why do dogs smell each other's butts. The reason is it gives them all the information they need about the neighborhood, about the other animal, the hormones, the type of food in the area. So our groin, from a dog's perspective, is not really that different, the sense in that area. So that's why they always go there. Plus the fact, it seems that most dogs have their head at that perfect height.
Right.
The perfect
right
height.
Right there.
The groin. But that's why they do it. A lot has to do with the scent. I've been doubled over many, many a time by a dog sniffing me inappropriately.
Good heavens. Thank you very much for that insight and too much information. Now, let's talk about the Dallas Zoo. I think we talked about it last week from the perspective of the leopard. Let's see, it was a leopard, and then there were was a chimpanzee or a monkey, and then
monkeys.
A couple of monkeys were missing, and now they found the monkeys. And we'll go, because I want to give you the opportunity, which you like to take, of talking about zoos and how they really aren't the most wonderful thing in the world, right?
Well, I'm not a fan of zoos. You know, there are certain zoos, like here in San Diego, where they do a fair amount of work in terms of species that might become extinct if they don't work on them. But here's what I don't understand. You always hear about these animals escaping from the zoo.
Right. This is well, in this case, they cut open the... Looks like some of the members of the staff were responsible for cutting a hole in the... In the cage.
So my question would be to the why would they do that? Were they being abused? Were they, you know, sometimes people don't realize, even though the animals are getting fed and they have a nice little area to hang out in, psychologically, that's really devastating from an animal's point of view. You know, yep. You think of someone locked in a jail cage. Well, these animals have the same, they want to look outside. They want to see different things and feel different things. So I'm not a fan of zoos. I don't think that zoos, I mean, years ago, they had a thing at the Bronx Zoo where they had a picture of the most dangerous animal in the world, and behind the cage was a human being. And
a human being, yeah.
I think that's so true. So, yeah, I'm not a fan. Unless, you know, there are zoos, as I said, that do a good amount of work with extinction. But for the most part, you know, I don't like the whole concept of animals being on display. Although people might argue that, Doug. And they may say, well, yeah. It educates children about animals and whatever. Well, we can do that with videos and the Internet now. We don't have to put them in cages.
Yeah, to be there. Right, exactly. All right, here's the story of a sheepdog, a herding dog, that is in the news because it apparently lost its leg after an accident. And so is a three-legged border collie. Border collies are known around the world as being great as shepherding sheep, et cetera, et cetera. What else do you shepherd besides sheep, I suppose? That's a redundancy. Anyway, so this dog lost its leg, and the owner was worried that that it would cut the dog's life short because he'd be frustrated. His job. Everybody, we talk about this all the time. The dogs have jobs.
Absolutely.
Right? Every dog has a job. So this dog's job was to chase and to help herd the sheep, and he lost his leg, and so she wasn't sure what happened. And apparently, right after he was given the green light, after he healed up, out there running around with three legs chasing the sheep.
No doubt about it. A friend of mine runs an organization, Marilyn, called Pets with Disability. I wrote the foreword for her book, and I brought many of her dogs on different than today's show, the Letterman Show, just to show people that just because the dog has challenges doesn't mean it's not going to enjoy its life. And I got to tell you, one of the things that's amazing is they have no idea they have any type of challenges whatsoever.
No.
Either an artificial leg or three legs, and they just run around out there. Dogs are pretty amazing animals. We can learn a lot. I learn every day just by watching my dogs and the way they behave and how they adapt to different things in a positive way.
Yeah, I think there's no question that we learn more from our dogs than they learn from us. Right? Under the circumstances.
Absolutely.
Hello. It's part of... they're more instinctive and instinctual, I think, dogs versus... maybe cats, too. I know my cows have great instincts. They love me. Isn't that... That proves that they have good instincts, right?
I guess it does, Doug.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Warren.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.